when women got the vote.
Sure, yeah. But I didn't do that much about it. I mean, that didn't enthuse me that much. It's all right.
Was there a group of women around town that were campaigning for it?
No.
It was a pretty quiet event.
That was quiet. Roswell was not that big then. Mm-hmm. I mean, things were so different at that time, I guess, because if you knew somebody a mile from you, well, you're doing pretty good. You know, you just didn't know people then, unless you were in Sunday school or something like that. And there were not that many. When I joined the Methodist Church in 1935, and we had 275 members. Now it's how many? 8,000, 7,000, something like that. But there's advantages and disadvantages to everything. A big church is good because there's so many programs that you... I said our children in the Methodist Church, if they start when they are 4 years old or three or two, whatever they start them, and go through high school, they have education, musical education, which you don't have in a smaller school. But then, otherwise, you do have better... people. I mean, you have friends, mm-hmm. and there's nothing better than friends. So.
Who were your good friends when you were through the years? Do you still have, you know, friends that you grew up with that you still talk to?
Oh, sure. Her mama, of course, she's a lot, her mama's a lot younger than, she's a lot younger.
She's
and
85.
She was younger than your, huh?
She's 85.
85, and see, I'll soon be 95. And, but there was four couples of us that we went around. And I remember one time, we all liked Bear Cobbler. And I don't remember what happened, but anyway, that's what my dessert was going to be, and they were all going to meet at my house that night. And there was something that I dropped, and I ruined the... berries, and had to go and buy us our pick, I guess, pick some more berries to make the pie. But then, as I say, as time went on, well, we didn't have time for all of that. So her mama, well, the all four couples of us, she and I are the only ones living. There were 20 people in my graduating class, two of us living. There were about eight couples that, before we married, that we'd meet at Crabapple and go somewhere, go to the movie at Roswell most of the time. And I'm the only one living of that crowd. And we'd go to Roswell and sit on a bench, you know, just a plank. It wasn't a bench, it's a plank. No back or anything.
Is that the one they used to have
upstairs? Yeah.
At the Roswell store.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh. Roswell. And then they finally, then later on, they turned that into the funeral home. That's where the funeral home was at one time. So.
Do you remember when people used to bring their people home, like after they had died, like before there was funeral homes?
I was so glad that you don't have to do that now. Oh, that was awful. And they stayed in the bed. I mean, they fixed the bed and they stayed there. And when the ambulance came for the funeral, well, they'd bring the casket then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the way it was awful.
Would people stay up with them all night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.